You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. It's time now for our weekly feature, It's My Money. This week I'm speaking to Brenthurst Wealth's Mags Haystack, speaking to us from Johannesburg. Magnus Haystack Jr., that is. You sent me a piece which said the following. South Africa's private asset management industry manages 5.3 trillion rands worth of available assets, which includes pension funds, insurers, and other investors. This is a pot of money government could tap into by forcing money managers through regulation to support SA's developmental goal or state-owned enterprises, a concept known as prescribed assets. I've done an interview with one of your colleagues about this in the past, Mags, and it's very, very controversial. What's your view?
Well, firstly, thanks for having me on your show and chatting with me. And I think the biggest issue about prescribed assets is more about the implementation and the different levels of asset allocation, if you want to put it in that sense, towards these state-owned enterprises from pensions and other investments. Now, prescribed assets, they're nothing new. They have been in place in the previous government and they didn't work. And that is, one of the reasons why they were basically taken away. Now, the biggest issue with prescribed assets, firstly, there's not a lot of information on it, on what the current government wants to do, what the levels of, allocation will be. But the, one of the big issues is that, the current government does not have a very good track record in terms of appropriation of funds. And to be more specific, they're very good at misappropriation of state funds. Now, if you look at some of the current state-owned enterprises that are running into, big, big problems, some of the big names that come to mind at first is Eskom, SAA, and SABC, just to give an example. Now, in fact, the Auditor General mentioned in his most recent annual report that only 23% of the entities that his office audited have received a clean bill of health. Now, that's quite concerning. Another issue about prescribed assets is that a lot of these state-owned enterprises have been bailed out quite consistently over the past couple of years, most notably with Eskom's 59 billion rand recently and the potential, 2.1 or 2.2 billion rand that might SAA needs to just keep alive. So basically, long story short, the organizations that would benefit from the prescribed assets from investments in pension funds have poor track records of managing their funds as well. So that's really the main concern around prescribed assets.
Before you go on, it's a good idea, but it has to be implemented. It's going to be implemented, rather, should it go ahead, by people that have a poor track record. So therefore, it's not a good idea. A great idea that becomes a bad idea.
Exactly. And then just to, just further emphasize on the issue with bailouts is that the money is used to fund debt that has been accrued due to maladministration. So already you've got money that's been misappropriated as well as bad administration. And I think the government is, they're heading in towards a direction where they're gonna keep talking about it, and there's a very strong possibility that it could happen. I mean, if you look at our current tax collection revenue, the government has missed its tax collection target by about 59 billion rand. This is in this tax year alone. This was valid up until October, so it could be higher than that now. And if you look at the last 6 years, it's that figures are probably closer to about 215 to 220 billion rand that it's missed in tax collection. So it's very concerning. And, the country or the government has effectively run out of capital, and they're starting to eye other areas where they can start, getting more funds. And that's really the biggest concern.
So in other words, what they're saying is, I mean, you've taxed everybody you can tax, and the tax base is shrinking, as we know, because of the unemployment situation and because of immigration and all those other issues and low GDP growth. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But what they're doing now is they're coming up with even more creative ideas. But unfortunately, these short-term creative ideas are long-term destructive, in my opinion.
I fully agree with that statement. And, you know, the other factors you need to consider with prescribed assets is, firstly, depending on the percentage allocated from you know, investments, this would mean that those investments would have to, from a base, have to outperform the percentage allocated. So if we call it a 5% allocation, we can pretty much certainly say that, you know, there will be no growth from that, you know, from that portion of your investment. So if it's 5%, your investment already has to grow by 5% just to break even. Now, you also have to take factors into account of fees from fund managers and platforms and advisor fees, as well as inflation. So that's going to put even more pressure on investments to grow. And as we all know, the South African environment, there just simply hasn't been the necessary growth in order to, you know, beat inflation and fees and everything. So that's going to put investors under even more pressure, and specifically looking at people who are drawing incomes from their investments in the forms of living annuities. I mean, you know, another issue that a lot of people have to take into account is that prescribed assets will probably force people to keep money in the banks. That's going to create an environment where people don't want to invest or place money into, you know, funds or anything like that. And, you know, that will further affect the, you know, the equity markets and things like that, because there's simply not going to be any investment anymore. And another big issue that, you know, we have to look at from a state-owned enterprises and prescribed assets point of view is that there's simply zero accountability from government if the funds go missing or there just simply isn't any growth. And that's a very, very scary thought.
Yes, it is. And unfortunately, although we could say to ourselves, well, we've got a new political dispensation, the fact is that our previous track record means that perhaps a few funds may be siphoned off somewhere. So it's a very unpleasant situation. There are so many questions here. What are the risks with prescribed assets? You've mentioned that. What are the options? What are the options for the investor? I mean, if you're staying in South Africa and you hear this conversation and you're sitting down this evening listening to this podcast, what do you say to yourself? What would you say to somebody who says, I'm worried about prescribed assets or the potential thereof?
Well, firstly, as I mentioned, you know, the whole issue of prescribed assets, still very, very murky, but for discretionary investments, so that's liquid investments, one of the first options or steps that people can take is to move that capital to another jurisdiction. And by that, I'm meaning by taking the capital offshore, where the local government doesn't have jurisdiction on what assets must be included in an investment. So that's obviously quite an obvious one for a lot of people. But I think the biggest concern is, what about your pension fund or your provident fund or your preservation fund? Those are the, if I could say it in this, from an investment point of view, the sitting ducks. Now, with investors who have preservation funds, either pension preservation or provident preservation fund, they can withdraw those funds immediately. Just bearing in mind that there will be tax implications if the investor is younger than 55. And those tax implications are quite extensive. Long story short, you're looking at about 34% payable in tax if that preservation fund is above R1 million. Retirement annuities, unfortunately, the only option you have to withdraw that is if you reach the age of 55, and then you are only allowed to withdraw 1/3 of the value in cash. The only way you can withdraw a retirement annuity in full is if you formally immigrate or if you have become permanently disabled. But that in itself is also quite, you know, is a fairly loose definition, because it also depends on the Board of Trustees for that particular retirement annuity, if they will allow you to withdraw the capital in full prior to the age of retirement. At retirement, the options are slightly a bit more favorable. As I mentioned, with retirement annuities and pension preservation funds, you can withdraw 1/3, but then the balance has to go to either a living annuity or a life annuity. Unfortunately, if you are already at retirement age and you have money in a living annuity, you cannot withdraw the capital in full. The only option you have really in that case is to maximize the income that you take on an annual basis, and then in itself, the maximum you can withdraw is 17.5% of the value of your living annuity. So there are options, but you know, as advisors will always tell you, it all depends on the person's circumstances, income requirements, and it's always, you know, recommended to get proper advice on all of these structures. Something I didn't touch on, my apologies, is that if you have a provident fund or a provident preservation fund, you can withdraw the full amount at retirement, and the tax tables are a little bit more favorable. So there are options. And I think that's really the main concern with prescribed assets at this point in time is pension funds.
What we're saying here, Max, is that it is a possibility. But on the other hand, the devil's advocate says in me, we mustn't scaremonger people into doing something drastic until it actually happens, until it's tabled. And knowing the ANC and knowing the way that the South African political system works, they can say, well, next year we're going to do this, and in 3 years' time they'll still be having a conference about it.
Exactly. So it's more about providing information and educating people on their options, that if prescribed assets are implemented, that yes, you still have options. It's definitely not the case about fear-mongering. That is not the objective about this conversation. It's just highlighting the risks in terms of tax and, you know, prescribed assets and everything, and just to inform investors that if prescribed assets do go ahead, it will be in the news, it will be gazetted, you know, there will be forewarning. But if it does ever come into place, that investors at least still have some form of option, in particularly with their retirement saving.
Exactly. And the slogan of the worldwide Boy Scouts movement is be prepared. And that's what we have to be, don't you think, Mags? Just in case.
Just in case. Yes, I agree.
Very good. Mags, thank you so much for your time. That was Magnus Haystack Jr. speaking to us from Brenthurst Wealth in Johannesburg. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.